Summit likes to brag they have more than 70% of voluntary easements, but those were signed well before the public had adequate information to make an informed decision. I have personally talked to a local phase one landowner that says the omission of information Summit left out of their discussions had made it a lie, and he wouldn't have signed an easement had he known then what he knows now. There is always a chance the phase two routes could be denied the use of eminent domain or even denied a permit altogether, as each is a separate docket and will have their own evidentiary hearing exposing more and more information that was not known nor allowed in phase one. Even if this project is ultimately not constructed, those easements that have been signed could be forever. The easement language states it can be sold, transferred, assigned, mortgaged, and more to another entity without notice or permission of the landowner.